Stand by for action.
Gamer's Haven Special Edition.
Noble Knight Games has been serving the needs of thousands of gamers worldwide since 1997. A huge selection of over 30,000 unique products, including discounts on most in-print games of up to 50% off or more. Noble Knight Games is the place for out-of-print RPGs, board games, war games, collectible card games, miniatures, and all things game-related. They ship worldwide and will purchase or trade your titles you no longer need, new, or used. Your satisfaction is guaranteed. Just visit www.noblenight.com or visit our website for direct access to thousands of new, out-of-print, and in some cases, one-of-a-kind items.
This is the Vorpal Network.
Well, this is Ethan with the Gamers Haven Podcast, and I'm here with...
Tom Donnellan.
With Square Shooters. Now, is that the name of the company and game, right?
The name of the company is Heartland Consumer Products.
Heartland Consumer Products, all right. Just want to make sure.
That's cool. So Square Shooters is our first game. We actually have been a playing card company for 10 years, marketing the Vegas brand of playing cards. Playing cards are the oldest, best-selling game of all time, in our opinion. They've been around since the mid-1300s by some, and as a commodity for $2 a set, they've sold pretty well through the centuries. So always with dice going hand-in-hand. So the fact that a patent issued in 2011 on combining playing cards with dice is remarkable. And for a company that wanted to jump from playing cards and get into games, it was a perfect transition. Carmelin Calvert, who was here at the show at Gen Con signing copies yesterday, came up with this idea that 9 dice have 54 services. That's 52 cards in a deck plus two jokers that can fit across 9 traditional 6-sided dice. As soon as she had that idea, I would have probably stopped there, but she knew that to be marketable as a deck of cards on dice, you actually had to be able to play card games with the dice. And the two most important card games, the two most popular games, are poker and rummy. And so many games are hybrids of those two games, and they really depend on the exact same feature. So whether it's a kid's game or something we traditionally think of as a kid's game with rummy, or an adult game like poker, they depend on the exact same thing. You need to be able to achieve a 4-of-a-kind and a straight flush. A straight flush being 5 cards in a row in rank order of the same suit. There are 40 straight flush combinations, so she didn't think it would be possible, but at the end of one long night, she came up with one of the only possible layouts where you can strip the faces across these 9 dice to be able to achieve every 4-of-a-kind, every straight flush, every full house that will have a... you can achieve a combination of all ranks in across the full house hands. And just went to bed at 6 a.m. with something she thought was pretty cool. And we agreed when she brought it to us. We debuted the game at Toy Fair in 2011 and have just had a tremendous response. I think that because playing cards are such an age-old game and they're just part of the psyche of Americans, of game players around the world, that just the fact that we're showing people dice with card faces on them makes it a very, very readily familiar kind of item. So, and I think whether you're a family gamer or someone who is playing or betting or playing as a party game or as a betting game, it's very, very versatile. The dice can really do and play so many games. What we decided to do was to create a single feature game to introduce the dice to the world. Our game plays a little bit like Yahtzee, except we use, instead of a score pad, we're using game cards to assign tasks to the players, and the score is kept with little chips. You know, little kids love to win things and match things.
Sure.
Adults might use those chips to turn it into a betting game when the kids are in bed. You know, it just brings a little more texture and versatility when it's a surprise when you turn a game card and get a choice of a task, or you get a variety card that can change the game. And, you know, by having chips in there, you can keep score, you can play different games, make up different games, keep score in different ways. And, it's fast, it's fun. You win chips if you match the card. After 8 rounds, the winner is the person with the most chips. But what's really cool is on the back of our instruction sheet, there are 7 other games that you can play.
From
Poker Rummy. We just wanted to introduce something that's a little different to start.
Sure.
And I mentioned it when we were playing it earlier was, one, gamers love their dice, and two, there are other games out there that use playing cards as a mechanic, and this sort of gives you a new method of using that mechanic. So, I mean, multiple use type of game is great. It just being a quick throwdown party game too, you know, it's a win-win, really.
Well, I appreciate that. That's what we're hearing from all the great people here at Gen Con. We've never come to bring our playing cards here to Gen Con before,
sure.
So it's just been a great experience here, and we're hearing that kind of feedback. And it's great to be able to talk to people strolling around with kids looking for something for
sure.
Family night, people who are a little more serious or have, you know, other gaming activities happening, but see that something quick and fun and versatile.
Yeah.
And they might not even use our instructions.
Yeah, and the learning curve on it's really, really shallow. I mean, you can throw down with this in less than 5 minutes.
Yep.
I mean, less than 3 minutes, really.
Well, in fact, one of our poker games that we posted online came from our marketing director whose husband picked him up and took him to poker night, and some of the first people that were out during their round of hold'em started fiddling with the dice and, you know, created the beginnings of a game.
Nice.
Texas Cutthroat. So.
Oh, fantastic, fantastic. And now, as far as your product, about generally, what does it run? It has a few different ways you can buy it.
Well, we wanted to have an item that was around, you know, $10 to $12.
Sure.
So we have a basic set that introduces the dice with the basic contents, the game cards I mentioned, the scorekeeping chips, in a little pouch to keep them in. And the SRP on that's $12.99. We're selling it here at Gen Con for $10, and we'll run specials online here and there
sure. For
that. The deluxe version adds a dice cup that duels as a storage device with a lid.
Oh, fabulous.
It adds a full deck of playing cards because there's some really fun games you can play with both the dice and the cards.
Sure.
And a score pad for games that would require more points than chips that are in the kit. So that one, the SRP there is $19.99. We're selling it here at Gen Con for $15. And those are the two game sets. We'll also sell just the dice by themselves.
Sure.
We've had a few people stop by mentioning games that they play that,
right.
You know, we've never heard of yet. There's people that are going to just want to be creative and maybe not need the actual game and just want to get their hands on the dice. That's
sure.
The SRP there is $4.99. So.
Wow, that's really good. And as far as finding your fine products, I would guess you guys are in general distribution.
We are.
So if you go down to your local friendly game store, they should be able to find your stuff.
Or the game store should be able to find it if they're buying from ACD,
sure.
Who's our game distributor. We've had some success at some retailers, Barnes & Noble.
Sure.
Right now, over the summer, is running the game in a travel promotion.
Oh, fabulous.
Bed Bath & Beyond is picking the game up.
Oh, wow.
We've got Calendar Club, which has mall-based game stores.
Sure.
Kiosks.
And for those people who don't go to have a friendly game store or any of those places like that, can they go to your website?
They absolutely can.
And what would that website be?
It is squareshooters.com. Squareshooters, one word, .com.
And you can pick it up there. Excellent. Well, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you. I appreciate you stopping by.
No problem.
You've been listening to the Gamers Haven Podcast. Subscribe to the show by visiting our website at gamershavenpodcast.com, where you can also discuss all things gaming in our forum, drop us an email, or just peruse our episode archives. You can also call us toll-free and leave a message to be played on the show by dialing 1-877-416-1270. That's toll-free, 877-416-1270. On our website, you'll also find our actual play podcasts chronicling our misadventures through all things role-playing. Enjoy what you hear? Why not support the Gamers Haven by purchasing Gamers Haven merchandise, visiting our affiliates, or just by clicking on our donate button? The Gamers Haven podcast is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial, Share Alike 3.0 United States License, some rights reserved, Some music in this podcast is used with permission of Joe Hero Band at joehero.com. This is a Thousand Monkeys production.
This concludes the broadcast from World Control.
That's not canon.